7:38 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And every Thursday, we like to connect with the Pensacola Police Department, talk with them about what's going on in the city. Joining us this morning, Mike Wood. He is the Public Information Officer for PPD. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, I hate to start here because it's a horrible story, but it is the news of the morning that you all have made an arrest in connection with a child that died very badly in the Pensacola Village a couple of years ago. Is that right?
Yeah, this was in December of 2018. This was an infant involved that passed away, and the injuries, internal injuries, were massive. The investigators have been on this case every day since this happened. And, you know, we hate it sometimes when it takes this long, but that's necessary at times. And we did make an arrest yesterday. The father was arrested. He is Quadarius Salisbury, and the mother was also charged in the case, Brianna Scott. So they are currently in the Escambia County Jail facing he's facing homicide charges. And she's got child neglect causing great bodily harm or death.
And I will not ask you to tell the details because they are disgusting and very unsettling. But the takeaway to me is I want you to – what can people do to – you know, what can I as a citizen do to protect a child that might be at risk from abuse? What's your advice to me as somebody who loves my children? What's your advice to me as somebody who also wants to be concerned about the children of others that might be at risk?
Well, Andrew, we just you've got to, if you see something, some sort of abuse or something's wrong, you have to say something. Escambia County just had a case involving a child that had bugs coming out of its backpack, and an alert teacher saw that and said something, and arrests were made. So and that child's in a better environment now. So that's the same thing. If you see something, if you suspect something, bruises, injuries, or anything like that, you must tell someone and have that investigated.
Are we seeing, and maybe you don't have the numbers to give a good answer, I understand that, but you know, the concern had been that because kids were not in school, and that even still a lot of kids are on remote learning, that, you know, teachers are an outstanding resource for observing this kind of stuff and mandatory reporting of those problems. Have we seen more incidents or either severer cases of child neglect or abuse during the pandemic?
I don't have those numbers because, you know, it may be lower because the kids are not in school and can't be seen. So in cases like that, it's up to neighbors and other family members, if they notice something, to say something about it. But numbers like that, it's kind of hard to tell you when the injuries or the incidents may not even be known.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. Again, I just can't emphasize enough. Every kid is everybody's kid. And let's just make sure that we keep them safe. Other matters, there was a summit-ish of sorts. We talked to Chief Leiter, who is no longer your boss, but now is the chief deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office the other day. And he was talking about two things. One was a meeting of the minds between PPD, Escambia County Sheriff's, and the mayor's office. And part of that was about a criminal task force dealing with drugs and violence. Anything about this or the development of this task force that you can tell us?
Yeah, it's bad news for the bad guys. This is what we've been saying all along, ever since Sheriff Simmons was elected, and now Chief Leiter going over there. There's going to be cooperation between the PPD and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office like you've never seen before. That is very bad news for the bad guys. And they're going to get together and develop a plan to do something about this, these gun crimes. And all of these come down to narcotics. I'd say 98% of it is narcotics related. So if they can get together, put their heads together, all of us will do the same thing and get some get the officers out there on the street. You know, there's been some street crime units in the past that were taken away for manpower reasons. I believe those are coming back on both sides. So, again, bad news for the bad guys.
And I think one of the things that you and I and Tommy have talked about before is just the challenge of treating these two political units, Pensacola, the city, and the unincorporated county, as if the line matters, because the line does not matter to the criminals in any way. And so the policing of these things that go back and forth across that line needs to be more coordinated and unified. And that's a big part of the cooperation that we're expecting. Right?
That's exactly right. You know, like you said, the bad guys don't care about the lines. They wear green uniforms. We have blue uniforms, but we're out there doing the exact same job for our citizens.
You know, I saw some stuff that I wanted to ask you about. Florida, we had a I get so tired of it, but it's what's in the news. You know, people will see some video of this school resource officer body slamming a female student trying to break up a fight, and now, you know, there's an investigation, all this. And I'm not saying that one event didn't take place or that one event was right. But the problem I have is it's out of context. Like, that's the only thing people see of school resource officers for the entire month is that one video. And there's so much else that happens. Can you maybe just balance that a little bit with a couple of even ordinary, what's life like in the day of a student SRO interaction?
Well, they are more than just officers there. They are counselors. They are people that the kids can go up and talk to, maybe if they can't talk to even their own parents. And you're right, those videos make the news all the time when they happen, but those incidents are very, very small compared to the good things that these SROs do every day. You've got officers in there that are buying these kids clothes. They're taking some of their clothes home and washing them for these kids because nobody else is doing it. These are things that nobody else gets to see. And certainly if we told the media about it, don't know if they would run with that because it's not triggering emotion like slamming a child does. So that's pathetic, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the context. You know, that's the thing that I always want. I don't mind the telling of one bad story, but why do you not tell the 1,000 good stories that are around and the general context of that one bad story? We're talking to Mike Wood. He's a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Another in-the-news thing that was this time a little bit farther away, having to do with a protest riot that was taking place over in Tacoma, Washington. I know you've seen this video because everybody's seen this video. Police officer surrounded by a mob of people pounding on his car. He decides to drive through the crowd, injuring some of those folks. I don't understand the take of most media on this, like he did something awful. To me, I think if a cop's being assaulted by a mob, he's going to do what he needs to do to get out safely. When you saw this, what was your thought?
Well, you get what you get is my thought. If you are dumb enough to go and surround a police car and not let him by and pound on his vehicle and make him fear for his safety, then, it's like cupping your hands over a hornet and not expect to get stung. He's going to get out of there. He's going to survive. And if you're in his way, then you're probably going to get hit by that car. And if you take the car away for just a moment and let the officer be standing there, it's the same thing if he was surrounded by that mob. If he fears for his safety, he may be shooting his way out of that situation. So a good rule of thumb here is to not put the officer in a situation to where he has to react that way.
Yeah, I mean, I had the same exact thought. Is like, if the car weren't there and you're just mobbing a police officer, what do you think is going to happen? He's not going to just sit there and hope wishfully for things to turn out well. You know, the portrayal is though, oh my God, police officer drives through crowd. It drove through a crowd that was surrounding him and pounding on his car. Yeah. Anyway, Mike, sometimes you like to go ahead. You're going to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say that's just like going up and smacking a rattlesnake in the head. I mean, that's just something stupid, and I really can't understand why somebody would do that.
Yeah, anyway, so you'd sometimes like to, and just anyway, because towards the way the media often portrays these things, it's baffling to me. Anyway, you sometimes have a myth, like a cop myth, a thing that we see in the movies. You got one for me this week?
Yeah, you know, and it was an accidental. I was watching. I saw an old show of Dukes of Hazzard, and there was a chase going on, and they had to stop the chase because they came to the Hazzard County line, and it made me think about that. So here it is. Police pursuits, we don't get involved in that much anymore, but when we do, it's a very serious crime, and city boundaries, county boundaries, and state boundaries have nothing to do with it. We will chase that vehicle until the chase comes to a stop, and that does include going over state lines. And if you do run and you go to your house and inside the door, you're not safe. The officers, as long as they haven't lost contact with you or sight of you, can continue that chase by foot straight into your house without a warrant.
Active pursuit is an overriding value versus needing a search warrant. And also reciprocity agreements allow policing across county, city, and state boundaries, right?
That's correct. So, don't always believe what you see on TV. We're not going to stop at the Alabama line if we're chasing you for a very serious forcible felony.
Absolutely. And don't run in the first place is pretty good advice as well. Mike, because you never know what's going to happen when you get into those kind of situations. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for the information, and we definitely appreciate the work. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew.